thrilled to be here with you. Mark chapter 2, verse number 1. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. Straightway, many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door, and he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. When they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. Notice verse 4 again, and when they could not come nigh unto him for the press. The press. Boy, the press has been a problem for a long time. Still our problem today. Amen. It's nothing new. Let's skip to Acts chapter 2. And verse number 6. Of course, you're familiar with the outpouring of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Verse 6 says, "Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language." And when this was noised abroad, I wonder, when somebody talks about this church, I wonder what they're saying. Amen. I wonder what the rumor mill is. I wonder what the reputation, amen, of this church when it's being noised abroad. Amen. There are many sermons, a lot of attention given to how we leave church, and rightfully so. It's important. But equally important, if not more important, is what I want to deal with tonight, and that's how you come to church. Because if you don't come right, it's a good chance you won't leave right. Amen. And I want to talk for just a few moments tonight about getting Jesus in the house. Amen. Getting Jesus in the house. Would you help me pray again? Amen. That God would give us strength and anointing to do his will tonight. God, we love you. God, we are so low. You are so great. God, you are so high and so wonderful. We approach you tonight with boldness, asking you again, touch this feeble body, God. And God, put your anointing upon mortal lips of clay to do your work. We're here to do our Father's business tonight, God. Show your great love, God. Show your might. May the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords be on display tonight. Let us hide behind the shadow of the cross. Do your work tonight, God. It's all about you, Lord. And when we leave this place tonight, we want to say, surely the Lord was in this place tonight. We're going to be found faithful for giving you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. It belongs to you and you alone tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said amen. Let's give the Lord one more hand clap of praise, because he is worthy of it. God bless you. May be seated for a few moments tonight. In the very beginning, in the Garden of Eden, we read about God's commandment to Adam that everything of the garden was accessible except for the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And what a mistake Eve made that day. What a mistake Adam made that day. And you could look at our world tonight. You could look at history. You could look at all of the tragedies, all the sorrow, all the pain. And someone could easily ask, why would God do such a thing? Why would God, and they could trace it all the way back to this tree, why would God put a tree in the midst of this garden and forbid men to partake of the forbidden fruit. Amen. Because God, from the very beginning, wanted to give man a choice. He wanted to prove that even though he's God Almighty, he's not going to override our human will. Amen. God will not force us to serve him. He will not force us to please him. He will not force us to fall in love with him. He will not force us to praise him. Amen. God wants us to do it because we love him. We serve him because we want to. Amen. We praise him because we are in love with him. And we're thankful for all of his rich blessings. Amen. And so God made it abundantly clear that if you sin, if you transgress, I'm going to take my hand off of you. I'm not going to be your protector. I'm not going to be your provider or your way maker. But if you do serve me, amen, if you do love me, if you do praise me, I'm going to bless you, amen. And so God entered man into a covenant with him, amen, a blessing if you obey and a curse if you disobey. I've told God, I think even as far as today, I try to tell God pretty often, God, I'm satisfied with my covenant with you, Lord. I'm not looking for another way. There's not a better way. I like serving God. I like knowing God's in control. I like knowing the eyes of God are watching over me and my family. I like knowing God's hand is upon my head. I like knowing that if I do my part, God's going to do his part. Amen. You're wasting your time trying to find joy in that world out there, friend. The real joy is inside the church under the umbrella of a covenant that God ordained. I'm blessed tonight because I've obeyed the word of God, and I don't plan on changing. Amen. In fact, the Apostle Paul said, but as it is written, I hath not seen, neither ear heard, neither have entered the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm blessed because I'm a child of God. My most blessed days are when I'm doing right in the eyes of God. You want to be blessed, friend? Submit your heart to God. You want real joy? Submit your heart to God. You want real peace? Submit your heart to God and fall in love with the covenant. And so God gave man the choice, and now we have to choose whether we will praise him or not. We have to choose whether we'll come and sing or not, come and lift our hands or not, come and clap or not, come and dance or not, come and run the aisles or not. Amen. We've got to choose. Am I going to come and give God my best or give God my leftovers? Am I going to give God the highest praise or give God a half-hearted effort? I thank God for some good people tonight that made up their mind. I'm going to give God my best praise, the highest praise, a heartfelt thanks, a sincere shout of thanksgiving. Amen. I may repeat myself a little bit here tonight, but just to give me that liberty, I want to tell you again, Pentecost has been sold a lie. This is not where I come to receive from God. It's where I come to give to God. I give God my attention. I give God my praise. I give God my tithe. I give God my offering. I give God the best thing I can give. All my heart, all my soul, all my strength, I came to give. Come on, somebody. I'm way too blessed that I come to God's house and give him a shout of praise. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I've come.
come to give him praise tonight, church. I've come to give God praise tonight. He's been way too good. And I'm so thankful. I've come to sing. I've come to shout. I've come to dance. I've come to give God praise.
I hope nobody would accuse me tonight of trying to hype the crowd up. That's not my intentions tonight. I'm not trying to force anybody to shout. I just want to remind somebody that Jesus Christ is still the inhabitor of our praise. He doesn't like some dead, dry, quiet, bound up church. He loves the piano. He loves the drums. He loves the organ. He loves the singing. He loves the shouting. He loves the running. He loves the dancing. He dwells in the praises of his church. And we know that until he shows up, we ain't having church. So you can't have church without Jesus. And you don't get Jesus without your praise. And so high praise, high church. Real praise, real church. Real praise. And hold on, God's about to do something in our midst. Oh, let's love him. Let's love the Lord. Ha ha. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. None to stand tonight. Amen. I felt this today in prayer, and I didn't know how the church would be tonight. But I walked in tonight and thought, dear God, they already doing half of what I'm going to preach about tonight. So, amen, I commend you. We're just going to preach together tonight. But I want you to understand, from this night forward, when you walk through the threshold of those double doors, your mindset is, I've come to give him praise. I've come to get Jesus in the house. I'm going to sing the power down. I'm going to shout the glory down. I'll praise the presence down. It's my mindset. I came to give. I came to give. I came to give. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. 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 I won't tell you. You can stand or sit down, whatever you want to do. I don't think God's real impressed. And I'm glad there's nobody here like this tonight. And if you're here and you're sick and tired, whatever, hey, we understand. You're just glad you're here. But I've been to some churches where they walk in and they just kind of cross their leg. That's how they sing, and that's how you preach to them, and they're looking at you like, you're not impressing me tonight. And I thought, you're not impressing God very much either. We were sitting at a table last Sunday afternoon, and the elder, he went to the restroom, and I was sitting there, and I was listening to the table right behind me because the lady with the big mouth couldn't help but hear. And she was talking about their church and how apparently they can't compete with other churches because they don't have this to offer. We need this, and we need to offer this, and we need this, and we need this. And I thought, man, you should have heard what I just got through preaching about. You don't come to this house saying, entertain me, piano player. Entertain me, song leader. If you sing it just right, I might kind of do-si-do a little bit. If you'd sing my favorite song, I might just kind of nod my head. If you'll just pat me back on the back just right, I might respond. No, you don't understand. It doesn't matter what they play. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what the word is. My mindset is, I gotta get Jesus in the house. I gotta get Jesus in the house.
I don't play the piano, but I can give God praise. I don't sing, but I can shout. You don't preach, but bless God, you can respond in faith. Because we understand tonight that when we get Jesus in the house, there's going to be miracles. There's going to be signs and wonders. When you get Jesus, somebody's going home blessed. Somebody's going home with a life change. When you get Jesus, something good is going to take place. When you get Jesus, you got revival, friend. When you get Jesus in the house. Now, be seated, please. The Bible talked about, I mentioned this verse the other day, that we're to worship Him in spirit and in truth. It takes two things, spirit and truth. And you can take that several ways, but for this application tonight, understand there are some nights you come to church. And like I said the other day, the elder can take the chalkboard. He may break down the tabernacle plan. There won't probably be a lot of running, shouting, dancing, talking in tongues that night. But it could be. Well, you go to the tabernacle. It could be. He could get on missionary offerings. Probably wouldn't be a lot of shouting then, for sure. Getting on sacrificial giving. It may not even be a hand clap that night. You know what that is? That's truth. Truth going forth. But then there are times when it's not slow down. Let's look at the Word of God and break it down verse by verse systematically. Let's look at the doctrine. There's some nights where it may just be some old evangelist that comes passing through that looks like he's got more fire and he's got sense. And he's mad. He's full of fire. And you should have seen me 20 years ago. Amen. I really had a whole lot. Fire and a whole lot less sense back then. Amen. But I've calmed down a little bit. Hallelujah. But you know what it is? There won't be this breakdown of truth. And we won't break down the tabernacle plan. But there's going to be some running. Going to be some shouting going on. You know what's going on? The Spirit's being stirred up. Something's going on. Hey, it takes both truth and Spirit. But I will tell you what happens. When an evangelist comes through, he's trying to find somebody to connect with in the spirit that says, I like what you're saying. I feel your burning. I enjoy your passion. I'm with you. I'm behind you. Let's go forward. Let's pray. Let's fast. Let's have church. Oh, come on, revival time. Throw away your pride. Throw away your fear. And let your faith soar. And get the Spirit of God moving. Let it move. Let it move. Because I've never seen anybody get the Holy Ghost just sitting there. Never saw anybody get their miracle just sitting there. Never saw somebody get drunk in the Holy Ghost just sitting there. But you show me that blind Bartimaeus. Jesus! Don't pass me by! Jesus! Jesus! That's the one that stops the God of heaven and earth and says, be thou made whole. Hey! I'm saying tonight, I'm trying to get Jesus in the house. Get Jesus in this church. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, somebody praise the Lord. So, let me get to our text. Man, lame. You know the story. There's a whole lot in that story tonight. A man that needed to get to Jesus. Problem was, they couldn't get to the front door. They couldn't crawl through a window, I guess. They had to tear the roof off of
man's house. Boy, we'd all be shocked right now if these tiles started shaking and falling apart. They let down some paralyzed man. Amen. But the Bible said the crowd, the press, was so thick they had no other choice. And the reason the crowd was there is because it was noised abroad. Jesus is in the house. Jesus is in the house. And when you get Jesus in the house, there's no telling what's going to happen. It may be an ordinary Wednesday night until Jesus shows up. It may be an ordinary Friday night service until Jesus shows up. I'm trying to build somebody's faith. Honey, don't you box God in. He's a big God. And a big God does big things. And don't, my God, don't underestimate the value of one church service, of one moment in the Master's presence. Hey, when Jesus shows up, something is going to take place. And the crowd knew that. I've got to get to Jesus. I've got to get to Jesus. I've got to find him. He's real. He's powerful. I need him in my life. I've got to get to Jesus.
Well, listen, folks. I'm not saying throw the programs away. I'm not saying don't pass out cards and tracts and knock doors. Whatever you do, keep doing it. But I've found a much better program. Before you do everything else, you just get Jesus in the house and start telling the good news. You should have been at my church last night. God healed. God healed a man. They walked in bound in a wheelchair. But when Jesus walked in, they went out shouting. It was noised abroad. He came around and he healed and he blessed and he saved. Honey, this church ain't big enough. Oh, y'all don't believe what I'm telling you tonight. This church ain't big enough when the news spreads abroad that Jesus is in this house.
Oh. Let me tell you. Oh, they won't come here. They don't like the way we dress. I'm going to tell you what. If the doctor said you've got 3 weeks to live, and they found out that God heals cancer in this church, I promise you, how we dress doesn't matter to them. You've got to understand the world we're living in. They're mixed up. They're messed up. They're bound up. And they don't care how many gods there are. Come on now. They don't care about Acts 2:38. All they want to know is, can your God save my marriage? Can your God save my drug addict boy? Can your God heal my family? Can your God touch my weary mind? Can your God fix my mess? I went to the doctor. The doctor couldn't help me. I went to the lawyer. He couldn't help me. I went to a church across town and I didn't feel God. But all I know is I heard about a God in this church. Can your God do everything that you say he can? Tell me, because you see, the denominational world is trying to tell us that this stopped when the Bible was over. This stopped in the New Testament writings. This stopped in Revelations. It don't happen that way anymore, because that's the cop-out of a man-made religion. But when you start telling them, he healed somebody in my church last night. He saved a marriage last night. I was there. I saw it. Come on, you got to come see what the Lord's doing. Come on, come on, come on. Everybody come see.
But you know what? You've got to get full of that Holy Ghost zeal in order for that Holy Ghost zeal to show out there in that world. Now, I'm almost done. It was just an ordinary house. Just probably an ordinary neighborhood. Probably nothing special about it at all. Until Jesus showed up. My God. It was just another church, another steeple, another preacher, another religion. There's a thousand more just like you until Jesus shows up. Jesus makes all the difference. They weren't filling every other house. All they want to know is, I've got to get to the house where God is at. I want to get to the house where God is at. You want to fill this house? Let Jesus fill the house. Pack the place out. Let the noise, let it be noised abroad that Jesus is in this church. Let's love him. Come on, let's praise him. I wonder tonight how many people pass by this church every day and never think about coming in. I wonder at night how many people pass down this little dark corridor and don't even see what's going on down here. I wonder how many people that just, they drive by and they don't even, nothing says you gotta turn it there. I'm telling this church, it's part of revival. You get God in the house and get God moving. They'll just show up one night and say, I don't know why I'm here, but all I know is I feel God in the house. I don't know why I'm here. The car just turned in the parking lot.
Yeah. Y'all better sit down, because I lost some of y'all right there. I'm telling you the truth. Growing up, there was a gang of bikers driving by our church growing up. And this was kind of common for us. We kind of lived up there in that spirit realm. You'd had to know our pastor. But one night, this big old burly biker dude walked in. One of them high services. Man, don't you ever vote to get rid of Sunday night church. Y'all like Sunday night church? All in favor, say aye. All opposed, be quiet. I don't care what you got to say. Something about that Sunday night service, man. I mean, they was probably bucking and shouting and snorting, just acting crazy. And this burly old biker walked in the back door, felt the power of God, came down the front and said, preacher, I don't know what happened. All I know is I was driving down the road with my gang and something physically turned my bicycle in the church parking lot. He said, I couldn't even turn it back straight. It just rolled right into the parking lot. If I'm not mistaken, God filled that man with the Holy Ghost and made a one God Jesus name preacher out of that man. Hallelujah! If God did it back then, he can do it again tonight. Who knows? You fanned that flame and they'll come driving by. What's going on in this church? What's going on? I just felt something say, there it is. There's the house. There's the church. Walk in the back doors. Hey, God can do that. You believe that tonight? You believe that tonight? Jesus makes a difference. Jesus! Now, this story, it's not just about
Jesus healed a lame man. The story is equally about a man that needed Jesus so bad. He said, I know it's probably not the right thing to do. I don't even know if he knew who this guy was. But let's just tear the roof off and get me to Jesus. You know what he was saying? I'm willing to do whatever it takes. Just let him change my life. And so this story is not just about what Jesus did to a man. It's about men that are out there just like that man. Oh, I feel my help coming on. And they're just like that man. And it's about what a man's willing to do to find the God that we can take for granted if we're not careful. By God, I'm telling you, friend, there's enough power in this place right here on a Friday night to turn this city upside down. If they come inside the house and feel what we feel, the power, the glory, and the anointing, no doubt they would say it. I'm where I belong. I found Jesus. This is my house. It's loving. Come on. There's desperate people out there. There's needs out there. When the world finds out there's a healer in the house, there's a savior in the house, there's a way maker in the house, they'll come in by the droves. And so all of this, I know I'm slowing it down a little bit, but all of this, a man through the roof healed him. Forgive your sins. All these things he did because Jesus was in the house. And Jesus fills the house of praise. Now, I want you to hear me tonight. I want everybody to listen to me right now. Your voice, your role in all of this is not insignificant. You may not play the piano. You may not play the organ. You may not sing a special, but that doesn't mean the role you play is any less valuable. Somebody tell that old dying devil, I may not look like much, but guess what? I'm a praiser. I'm a praiser. And I can use my voice and help the church get Jesus in the house. Hey, it's all hands on deck. We need your voice. We need your hands. We need your running. We need your shouting. We need your dancing. Hey, do what God called you to do and get Jesus in the house. And get Jesus in the house. Come on, praise him. Come on, musicians. Let's praise him. Let's praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I came on purpose for a purpose tonight. I've got to get Jesus in the house. No more dead praying, no more dead singing, no more dead praise. I've got to do my best. Oh, I just felt something right there. I want to commend this church. I want to commend this church, but I also want to promote you to good works. I appreciate the fervency I felt in the prayer tonight. But I'm going to tell you what, without fail, you show me a red, hot, fervent prayer meeting before the first notes ever played, and something's going to happen. Because you can't sing your way over some things. You can't just praise your way through some things.
thank God for some good saints. I heard them praying tonight. I need a move of God. They were praying with passion, praying with zeal. Hey, you show me a praying church, I'll show you a church have a revival, a church that's on fire. I commend you. Dig a little deeper and keep praying and keep pressing and keep digging and lift your voice.
I remember, can I share a personal testimony, and you won't charge me with it tonight. I remember in 2006, got a call to take a church. It was a wounded church. The pastor fell into sin. He'd really been dead for 2 years, but we took that little old church, and church would start, or actually be prayer time. Everybody was kind of quiet and scared to lift their voice, and everybody kind of prayed like this. And it's like, this ain't going to work. No. And so I'd come in. I'm the new pastor, right? I'd preach several revivals there. I mean, they knew me, but I had to swallow my pride and start, come on, church, let's pray. Let's lift our voice. And sometimes they would. And then just like your pastor, and man, I love to see what things he does. Just like him, he'd walk to this pulpit. I'd walk to this pulpit. And I said, come on. Prayer's not over yet. Come on. This thing's going to build. In fact, it's just me. You do what you want to around here. This is just me. Yeah, I started to ask my wife. She ain't here. There wouldn't be no organ till we broke through in prayer. There wasn't no need to sing the first song. I appreciate the song they start off with tonight. I get joy when I think about what he's done. I don't want a church singing it like, I get joy. We're wasting our time. And hell's saying, I ain't worried about y'all. I got bigger fires at the charismatic church than you guys. I'm going to go over there. No. I want men that's coming out of a red-hot, fervent prayer meeting. My God, when they sing it, there's some feeling behind it. And Jesus says, I got to get down there. I got to get in the midst of my people. I love what I hear. I love the attitude. I love what I feel. I love the fire behind it. I got to get down among the people. I got to heal somebody. I got to bless somebody. I got to move. Oh, there was so much to say. I'm close. I'm skipping a lot tonight. But there's a time in your Bible. We, the king of Edom and Ahab, Jehoshaphat, in a wilderness land, dying of thirst. They says, there's not a prophet here. Jehoshaphat said, I know of a prophet. His name's Elisha. And so they go to Elisha, and they're going to beseech him for a word from the Lord. And Elisha, the man of God, looked at the king of Edom and a wicked Ahab and said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely, or it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, I would not look toward thee nor see thee. What he was saying is, Edom, Ahab, only because of Jehoshaphat and his walk with God am I even going to think about hearing from God for you. This is what he does. He tells somebody, bring me a minstrel. And it played. And then the hand of the Lord came upon him. I wish I had a tambourine tonight. Anybody bring a tambourine tonight? Well, come on, Bubba. There you are, man. Just like God, a present help in time of trouble. He said, bring me a minstrel. Now here's a man that heard from God many times without a minstrel. Here's a man that God used many times without the help of a praise instrument. But this day was different. He was in the presence, can I say it like this, of rebellious heathens. And it was one against two. And so here's somebody saying, come on, get in the spirit.
Come on, have a move of God. Get spiritual direction. And the man of God saying, there's a problem. I've got some spirits trying to fight me right now. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get my menstrual out. Devil, you thought you came to bind up this prayer meeting. Well, I got news for you, Bubba. I'm going to start getting my dance out. I got my tambourine out. I got my praise out. I'm going to get lost in praising God. You ain't bound in this service. I'm getting Jesus here. You ain't going to bind this service. I came to sing. I came to shout. I came to give God praise. Thank God for good saints of God that refuse to let hell bind your preacher and bind your church. Hey, let me tell you something. Growing up, listen to me. Growing up on many, many nights. Listen to me, everybody, listen to me. On many, many occasions, it could be an ordinary church service. Kind of feel that service hitting a wall. Like I just can't break through. And little old lady, she's about as tall as that pulpit, named Sister Rhodes. God bless Sister Rhodes. I mean, it would just get on the back of your neck. She'd get, it's like, I can't take it no more. And Sister Worse, it was like she had to get out of that pew. And it was funny to a carnal man, but she looked like a penguin. She starts shouting, wow! Wow! And brother, more times than not, she turned that church upside down. It was like a lightning bolt that hit that whole church. It bounced from her to somebody else, and from them to somebody else, and from front to back, and from side to side. You know what? Hell thought, I can bind the pulpit. Hell thought, I can bind the singing. Hell thought, I can bind the church. But thank God, a little old woman said, oh no, you don't, devil. I came to get Jesus in the house, and I'm going to sing, and I'm going to shout. I love a good saint. I love a good saint. That while your pastor's preaching, or while I'm preaching for that matter, it gets a little bound up, a little tight. And you say, oh no, you don't, devil. And you get out of your pew and start beating the platform. Preacher, preacher. You start running the aisles. You just start doing something to break the monotony. You get that missile out. You start swinging. You start shaking. You start shouting. And you start dancing. Yeah, I feel something going on. Get back, devil. You gotta get back, pride. Get back, unbelief. Come on, let's praise him. Let's praise him. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Now here's what we're about to do. It's been building. Since the very first service, it's just been building. And tonight, I feel like, man, we are so close to a breakthrough in this church. I'm talking about a spiritual
breakthrough in this church. Now hold on. Here's what's going on. The Spirit's trying to get some of you to do something you probably hadn't done in a long time. I'm talking to somebody tonight. There's something on you saying get out on that floor and start rolling around. There's something in somebody tonight, and it's saying get out and start running these aisles tonight. You're gonna do what you ain't done in a long time. The problem is there's another voice says, don't you do that. You're gonna look out of place.
I'm begging for somebody, please get out of place tonight.
It ain't the devil telling you run the aisles. It ain't the devil telling you leap for joy. It ain't the devil telling you roll around the ground. It ain't the devil saying run the backs of the pews. That's God saying, come on, let's go somewhere. Come on, are you willing to break out? Break out, break out, and give me praise. I wish everybody would do something you ain't done this revival yet and give God praise.
Go ahead, sing.
Come on, come on, come on, in Jesus' name. What are you doing? I'm getting Jesus in the house.
Fire, I wish somebody soul would get on fire. Burning with the Holy Ghost.
Shout with it. Shout with it. Come on. What are you doing? I'm getting out of that rut. I'm getting Jesus in the house.
Uh-huh.
I want that miracle. Yes.
Get on fire.
I want that miracle.
Get on fire.
Wow.
Get on fire.
Come on, men.
Holy Ghost.
Come on, men.
I wish somebody soul would.
Yes.
Get on fire.
Yes.
Get on fire. Get on fire. I wish somebody soul would. Get on fire.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
With the day of Pentecost.
Come on, young men.
They were all in one place. They were all in one accord. Suddenly there came a sound like a rushing mighty wind. It filled the house where they were sitting in. Well, I wish somebody's soul would get on fire. Get on fire. Get on fire. I wish somebody's soul would get on fire. Burning with the Holy Ghost. Well, I wish somebody's soul would get on fire. Get on fire. Get on fire. Get on fire, burning with the Holy Ghost. I wish somebody's soul would get on fire. Get on fire, get on fire.
Come on, that's it.
I wish somebody's soul
God's moving.
Get on fire.
Yes.
Burning with the Holy Ghost. With somebody's soul would get on fire. Get on fire. Get on fire. I wish somebody's soul would get on fire. Burning with the Holy Ghost. And I wish somebody's soul would get on fire. Get on fire. Get on fire. I wish somebody's soul would get on fire. Burning with the Holy
Ghost. Come on, that's it. What are you doing? I'm giving. I'm giving. I'm giving praise. I'm giving thanks. I'm giving praise. Well, yeah, 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 yes.
Pentecost was fully come. They were all in one place. They were all in one accord.
Yeah.
There came a sound like a rushing mighty wind. It filled the house where they were sitting in. I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire. Catch on fire. Catch on fire. I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire. Burning with the Holy Ghost. With somebody's soul would catch on fire. Catch on fire. Catch on fire. I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire. Burning with the Holy Ghost.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
With somebody's soul would catch on fire.
Well, catch on fire.
Fire. Catch on fire. catch on fire. I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire, burning with the Holy Ghost. Wish somebody's soul would catch on fire, catch on fire, catch on fire. I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire, burning with the Holy Ghost. There appeared unto them cloven tongues, just like fire.
So come on, that's it. We're getting somewhere. There's a death coming. Come on. There's a death coming. Keep pushing. Keep digging. Keep pressing.
Catch on fire. Catch on fire. Catch on fire. I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire, burning with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, go ahead, get lost in it. That's it, go ahead, get lost in it.
Oh, Jesus. Go down.
Come on, come on, come on. Yeah. It's for everybody. It's for everybody. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. God bless these musicians. Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah, take me somewhere, Holy Ghost. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, 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 yeah. There's something breaking in the spirit.
Come on, come on, let's reach out together tonight. Come on, let's get a hold of God. Let's get a hold of God tonight. We need Him more than anything. Oh, God, we need You. We need You. We need You. We need You. Oh, yes. Go ahead. Let the Lord have His way tonight. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, let the Lord have His way. Come on. Come on, break out in speaking in tongues. It's all right. That's where the joy comes. That's where the victory comes.
Woo! My God.
My God, 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 my God. In the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost. Come on, ladies, come on. Come on, it's not just for the men tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's break into the realm of the Spirit. Come on, ladies. Come on, let's pray. Loose him, loose him, loose him, loose him. Loose us, God, loose us, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus tonight. In the name of Jesus tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Come on, you can live for God. You can live for God. You can live for God. Savior, my 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 Savior. In the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire, catch on fire, catch on fire. I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire. Come on, let's catch on fire in the Holy Ghost tonight.